And you're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI in New York and WBAI.org. Hundreds march Saturday through steamy Brooklyn streets from the House of Lord Church on downtown Atlantic Avenue over to Flatbush, past the Barclays Center, and all the way to Prospect Park and Lincoln Road in Crown Heights. This to mark the second anniversary of the killing by police of unarmed Staten Island man Eric Garner. Sally O'Brien was there and filed this report.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Led by Eric Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, arm-in-arm with other mothers who've lost sons to police violence, other family members, supporters, Black Lives Matter, and other anti-police brutality activists, the National Action Network, the Rude Mechanical Orchestra Marching Band, and many outraged citizens, people marched, chanting, "Say his name, Eric Garner," demanding justice in a death that was seen around the world in a video depicting NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo holding the unarmed 300-pound Garner in a chokehold as he cried out, "I can't breathe." Pantaleo was cleared of all criminal charges, and now, 2 years later, a federal Justice Department investigation is still underway. Gwen Carr says she will not quit until she gets justice for her son.
There has been no indictment at the state level. It's in the hands of the DOJ now. We're waiting for a decision from them, which we haven't heard. But it's been 2 years, and we're really anxiously waiting a decision.
And what does the district attorney say is the reason for a no indictment?
There was no explanation. There was no transparency. And I think that was very unfair to our family. We do need to know exactly what did go on in that grand jury, but the judge ruled against letting us know.
And what would justice look like to you?
Well, justice looks like when all of those police officers who was present that day, who took part in my son's death, stand accountable for their gross misconduct, because no one did their job appropriately. So it's not a black and white issue, it's a wrong and right issue. When all of them are convicted and put in jail, then I'll feel some sense of justice. And it really won't be justice, it would be closure.
Saturday's march, mirroring many since the July 5th and 6th police killings of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge and Philando Castile in suburban Minnesota, was marked by multiculturalism. Black and white united against racism and police violence.
Racism has a long legacy in this country. The wealth of this country was built on slavery. I don't expect it to change easily. I think as more people come up and are educated and there's more movement and marches like this and we keep working at it, we will keep working at making some of those changes.
What do you think the role of white people is in this struggle?
I think white people have a very, very important role to play, educating other white people and trying to take stands whenever we can, and understanding how we benefit from white skin privilege.
Also leading the march with Eric Garner's family and the other mothers were the Reverends Al Sharpton and Herbert Daughtry. The 85-year-old Daughtry, pastor of House of the Lord Church, marched the entire 5 miles and then spoke from the stage set up in Prospect Park.
To the mothers, these brave, courageous women who have come from near and far to be here today, and we commend them very much. They've been an inspiration to all of us, and so we thank them very much. I've been at this, 1972. Ricky Borden, 11 years old, was killed in Staten Island. In 1973, it was Clifford Glover. He was only 10. In 1974, it was 14-year-old Claude Reese. In 1976, it was 15-year-old Randy Evans. And on, you got the picture. These killer cops have been doing this for years and years. If they would have moved in 1972, if they would have corrected things at that time, can you imagine how many people would still be alive today?
Dr. Reverend Herbert Daughtry of Brooklyn's House of the Lord Church. And for WBAI News, I'm Sally O'Brien.